Later this afternoon, some sunny breaks, maybe. Let's call it that. And then, as I said, high about 16. Right now, 9 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
StatsCan says the annual inflation rate continued to slow in September as drivers paid lower prices for gas compared with last year. StatsCan says its consumer price index for September was up 1.16% from a year ago, compared with a year-over-year increase of 2% in August. It was the slowest annual pace for inflation since February 2021. Gasoline prices in September fell 10% compared with a year earlier. BC Conservative leader John Rustat says a government under his party would build a new children's hospital in Surrey. Rustat says the fast-growing city is in great need of more health service, and the new facility would be located at 164th and the Fraser Highway near the plant and Bakerview SkyTrain station. He says the new facility will have a pediatric emergency room and maternity services for women, with the city's population rising and more hospital capacity being long overdue. And could exercise pills actually finally be a thing? Scientists in Denmark say they've come up with a drug that does mimic some of the effects of running a 10K.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
All right, it is a big morning. We have our final draw in our Dream Big Contest, the $20,000 grand prize draw. So there's that. But then there's just more money that's happening because Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank starts this morning, and your first play is 7:05, and it is Tuesday, so it's a text-in Tuesday.
Wow, the money train is pulling out today. Don't miss out. Hop aboard the money train here this morning. Coming up, we'll continue another round of good friend, bad friend. The person in question, a good friend or bad friend, based on the situation. If you're just joining us, we'll recap and reset for you in just a couple of moments. But first, in sync, Move 103.5. Yeah.
Been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. Just seen them all come and go. Oh, remember you told me that it made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't wanna lose it.
I'm not.
Real friends, real fun. You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show. Move 103.5.
Are out there. We are wrapping up this season of Dream Big today, and this is our final bonus draw winner of $1,000. And David Brooker, the winner is you.
Awesome! It's great. I'm shaking right now.
David, what are you going to be doing with the money?
I'm going to go on a vacation. No, my wife and I think I'll go to England and visit family.
Can't go wrong with traveling, David. Good choice. Well, good luck to you in our final draw for $20,000. That's still to come.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And yeah, that $20,000 draw, that is on the way before 7 o'clock this morning. Good luck to everybody who's entered. Here's Virginia to Vegas on Move.
Remember your apartment when you said you don't want to waste any more time on letdowns or heartbreaks. Now we're day drunk in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you want to kiss me, but we shouldn't because we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it.
So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending. Tomorrow, when it's over, and we're sober, I just wanna believe that you miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk, in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we give it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Maybe we go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Show on Move 103.5.
Is Wendy a good friend or a bad friend? The situation we were talking about just a few moments ago is Wendy at a party spilled some red wine on her friend's throw pillow during a housewarming party. She tried to get it out, couldn't, offered to replace the pillow. It was an expensive pillow. She couldn't do it right away. But she did find the exact pillow for sale for $12 in a thrift store. So she bought the pillow, took it to a friend's house and said, hey, here you go. And her friend was like, oh, I thought you didn't have the money to replace it right away. And her friend said, hey, good news. I got it for a real deal at the thrift store. And that didn't go over with the friend. Wendy shared the story online. And the reaction online has been divided as to whether or not this was the appropriate step to take or not. So is Wendy a good friend or a bad friend? 604-280-1035. Kat, what do you think?
Wendy is a good friend. She replaced the pillow as she offered to do. Right?
Yeah.
And if she just hadn't have told her, you know, where she got it from, then the friend, like, never would have known and never would have got upset. Since Wendy was being honest and she told her, then the friend could have been gracious.
So, okay, so you think Wendy might be too good of a friend, too honest. She should have left out the part that she got it at a thrift store, and then her friend would have been none the wiser. It would have been all good.
Yeah, some things are just okay to omit.
Well, like, it's a little white lie. It doesn't matter.
Of omission.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then if her friend asks, hey, why is it not in a store bag? Or she can just say, like, I'm very environmentally friendly. Yeah, I didn't want any packaging. I didn't, you know, like all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. The friend should just appreciate Wendy.
Thanks for the call, Kat. 604-280-1035, or you can text at 103535. Christine says, though, there are two types of people, people who appreciate a good deal and people who refuse to buy used. And she says, I know people that would not accept any secondhand clothes for their kids. And so when you're in that situation, do you need to respect those boundaries if you know what your friends are comfortable with and what they're not comfortable with?
It's, you know what, I don't buy a ton. I'm trying to actually do more of it because I do think it's important and we do consume way too much. For me, it's just been the pillow thing, like the idea of a pillow. Like, I just recently bought a sweater secondhand and it's a great sweater. I'm just taking it to the dry cleaners. But then, of course, you could take the pillow there. Mm-hmm. Or Pat says you could put the pillow in a freezer for a couple of days and nothing lives through that.
I was thinking about that plastic baguette
yeah.
and freeze it.
Yeah. We got a message here from Kathleen in Michigan. permission. She says, the way I see it, when we invite people to our homes, we do it unconditionally. I have had glasses broken and spills, but I've enjoyed the company of friends and laughter in my home. Accidents happen. I have never asked or expected a replacement. Also, I think that that's some life experience that's happening, you know, here. And maybe Kathleen, like maybe you've had a little bit of life experience. Like these people are 20 something.
24, yeah. According to the original story. So maybe there is that. Maybe there is that.
You know, yeah, for sure.
You're like, that's your first place, yes, and you just like, you've got things so, and like, yes, Wendy doesn't have, you know, she's living paycheck to paycheck. Like, it's just, there's a little layer there that I think, like, you know, you start to realize that pillows aren't important when you've had a few more years under your belt.
Fair enough. We have also received a few texts from people named Wendy who are all saying, if their name is Wendy, they're a good friend. So we weren't disparaging all Wendy's. It was just this Wendy.
I think maybe we finish here because somebody sends a text at 103535. $70 for a throw pillow is the real crime.
Welcome to 2024.
Nat Andrews Show on Move 103.5.
All right, speaking of names, and what do you know, if you named this, does it mean anything? Like, Wendy's are great. And then, of course, there's the whole Karen thing. And there's a Karen in the UK that is really not helping the Karen cause. She's complaining about something and then suing a former company. What does she complain about? It is the most ridiculous thing. That's coming up after the break.
Cash, 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 and more cash. Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Weekday mornings at 7:05, 8:05, and 4:05.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous.
$50,000.
Up to $50,000 vault, just waiting to be opened.
There's a lot of money, and you made it in about 7 seconds. Can you sweat it out for the payout?
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Brought to you by King of Floors.
Weekday mornings on Move 103.5.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gouv.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
$2,999.
That's it?
Yes, $2,999. That's it.
Callum?
Yes, Michael?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's our price for a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond.
But that's the price for just the created diamond, right?
Yes, but if you buy two of them, we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of diamond stud earrings for you at no extra charge.
We have 2-carat total weight created diamond stud earrings for just $59.98 a pair?
Yes, and extremely high quality.
What if I bought just one carat created round diamond?
We would happily turn that into a diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
But what if I wanted to put it in an engagement ring?
Michael, are you telling me you're getting engaged?
I'm asking for a friend.
Does your friend have a name?
All my friends have names. Don't yours?
Tell your friend we can put a 1-carat diamond in a classic solitaire engagement ring for as little as $500.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
I'm Adrienne Gear, president of the BC Nurses Union. Nurses know some cuts don't heal. Privatization and slashing healthcare budgets will put the lives of our loved ones at risk. BC needs to continue investing in public healthcare to ensure you and your loved ones have access to the safe patient care we all deserve. On October 19th, vote like your health depends on it.
Authorized by the BC Nurses Union. Registered sponsor under the Election Act. 604-433-2268.
So, it's official. We're moving.
Hey, that's exciting.
I suppose so. But we're kind of freaked out. There's so much to do.
Or you could just call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move, and they were great. Friendly, super organized. Everything went so smoothly. It was actually kind of fun.
Huh, wow.
And You Move Me will even come to your home to plan the move out with you.
I'm feeling better about this move already.
Trust me, it'll be your best move ever. You can get started now at YouMoveMe.com.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee, like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me. I like your mullet.
Whoa, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious. Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like queen mattresses starting at $449 and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase. Hurry, ends Tuesday, only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Life's a blur of routines, isn't it? Work, deadlines, repeat. But what if you could hit pause? With a community of travel experts that have been there and done that, you can find deals that you'll cherish almost as much as the memories you'll create. Whether it's sun, adventure, or pure relaxation, happy travels start with StellaVacations.com.
So have you heard about John Rustad's plans for your health care? His BC Conservatives will cut $4.1 billion. It's right there on page 12 of his plan. Rustad's cuts are going to make things worse. Firing doctors and nurses, canceling surgeries. John Rustad's cuts. Think what he'll cost you.
In Coquitlam, Millardville, vote for Jennifer Blatherwick, BC NDP. Authorized by Karen Cooling Financial Agent, 604-430-8600.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got busy spots, no stalls or accidents. Portman busy westbound, Alex Fraser busy northbound. Tunnel counterflow just in, northbound slow from Highway 17A, southbound slow on approach. Space Age Tech has landed at Specsavers. Book an eye exam, including OCT from $99. Eye exams performed by independent optometrists. Visit specsavers.ca for details. We've got clouds ahead today, maybe some sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 15. Right now it's 10 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. Coming up, there is a woman named Karen in the UK that truly is living up to the name Karen. And it's very unfortunate for the rest of the Karens who thought they were maybe getting over it. That story is on the way.
6:22, our final $20,000 draw in this season of Dream Big is coming up before 7 o'clock, too. Keep your phone ringer on if you've been entering the keywords. Good luck.
Let's go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against. Singing, you.
Today's best variety, Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. Okay, there is a woman in the UK that is giving all the other Karens a bad name. And the other Karens were like, listen, I thought we were kind of getting through this. I think we were done. And oh no, Karen Conahan has just really revitalized the whole you're such a Karen thing, because she did something. She got really upset and sued her former employer. She was laid off, and she wasn't suing because she was laid off. She was suing them because they didn't give her a farewell card.
You can sue for that?
She's trying. She said there were other 40 complaints against the company as well. Victimization, unfair dismissal, harassment, et cetera, but those have all come to be unfounded. But one of the things was the farewell card. And I guess this was investigated somewhat. They did look into it. And it turns out there actually was a farewell card that they chose not to give her because only two people signed it. So they thought it would be worse to actually give her the farewell card.
Fair enough.
You know, strangely enough, I think we all have, we can relate to that and say that, yeah, that actually is a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
We have a system here within our company, and it's designed, it comes from a good place where, you know, you're trying to find new ways to keep in touch with people as you've got people working in different scenarios. Some of us are in every day. Some of the team work remotely. It just depends on the situation. Anyway, so there's this thing where you can sign somebody's digital birthday card or their anniversary card to mark so many years of service with the company and stuff. And you'll get a notification in your email when it comes time to read your birthday or anniversary card. And sometimes there aren't many names on that card.
Aaron,
see, it's the beginning of the week. I'm trying to be positive about the workplace for the first couple hours. Okay, so here's the thing. You get this notice.
Yes.
Right? You know, hey, look at your card. Look at your birthday card. Look at your card. So you're like excited by the email. Then you have to click through about 10 stages. And recently I had to click through. I got a notice about something or other. Click through. Not one person had signed it.
There really needs to be something in the system that indicates to the algorithm that nobody has signed this digital card and then therefore don't send the notifications.
I would think so.
To employees.
Yeah. Bell Media, figure it out. Here's the thing. I'm so excited because now I can sue.
Well, no, because the thing is, it wasn't successful. She sued it, but it wasn't successful.
Oh, boo.
And we should be clear if it's not clear, because it sounds like nobody signed Aaron's card. To be clear, nobody signs anybody's card. So it's not like,
sign everybody's.
No, I can go back to my birthday card and it wasn't signed by anybody. You might have retroactively signed it.
I don't know. I just signed someone on floor 3. I don't even know.
Well, see, well, why? Because I didn't get a signature.
That's a fail, that whole system.
Here's the thing, guys. I will tell you this. Because I never read most of my emails, I have never had this disappointment.
Oh.
That, like I've only went to look after you brought it to my attention that nobody's signing your cards. And I'm like, what cards are you talking about?
Well, weirdly enough, in a bizarre way, I think we side with Karen in some small way here today.
Karen got two.
Karen's doing better than she thinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever.
Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Drew Show, Move 1035.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Susan, good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 103.5 calling. How are you?
I'm good.
Susan, you've been entering the keywords diligently in Dream Big.
I have been.
Well, do we have good news for you?
Yes.
Susan, you've won $20,000.
Oh, my God. Way, the last one. Oh, my God.
Yes, the last one. Dream Big is over for this season. We're going to fire up Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank at 7:05, 8:05, and 4:05 later today. So the final $20,000 in Dream Big is yours. How do you feel?
I'm in shock, yes. I was just going to go out and walk my dog, and I see my phone was ringing. Oh, my God. I've been playing all the time.
$20,000, Susan. What kind of fun do you think you're going to have with that?
Oh, travel for sure. I'm going to Costa Rica already in February, but that might mean that trip's a little bit bigger and better. That's for sure.
Time to call and book that upgrade, Susan. Congratulations. $20,000. The last big prize for you in Dream Big.
Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Susan Duffy Traplin, our final winner. That's it. Thank you to all of you who have been entering keywords over the last several weeks in our Dream Big contest. But as mentioned, we turn the page on Dream Big, and we look forward to the next big cash contest.
It is Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, and it starts in minutes. Your first play, we do three times a day. Your first play is at 7:05, 8:05 this morning again. So two plays this morning, and then with Ray this afternoon at 4:05. And the jackpots will be as large as $50,000. So that's a lot of money.
Woo!
A lot of money. It's Tuesday too, so we're going to be giving you a keyword to text back to us. The 25th person that texts through with the keyword will get to play this morning.
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank starts at 7.
From the brains behind the Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, say hello to Georgie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage, new series, starts Thursday, October 17th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say fly-nancial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing financial advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a BCAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance the 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
For over 85 years, Rona has been at the heart of all your renovations. Over these 85 years, we've brought out the roller, cut through walls, and used a ton of green painter's tape. So if you're due for one, two, or three coats of paint, we have an offer for you. Until October 23rd, get 2 gallons of Seco Endurance or Valspar Signature Interior Paint for just $85. And until November 6th, take part in the Win Your Renovation Contest for a chance to win up to $85,000 in Rona gift cards. That's enough cash to get you painting for another 85 years. Details at Rona.ca.
Hello?
Fiona.
Sarah.
Still in Madagascar? I'm on the island of Zanzibar. I'm headed to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Exciting.
I've designed a diamond pendant.
Tell me about it.
Sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle with 10 tiny little diamonds.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel, and the 10 little diamonds represent the sparkling memories that are shared by people in love.
It's not about the road you travel, but who you travel with.
I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
T.S. Eliot wrote that before I was born.
Let's hope it's still true today.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Portman westbound slow from the east end of the bridge and stay slow through Coquitlam on the number one. Patello northbound slow from 128. Tunnel counterflows in. Northbound slow from Highway 17A. Southbound slow from Steveston Highway. Space Age Tech has landed at Specsavers. Book an eye exam, including OCT, from $99. Eye exams performed by independent optometrists. Visit specsavers.ca for details. We've got clouds ahead today. Maybe some sunny breaks this afternoon. Just a few. Maybe we'll scoot in there. The high will be 15. Right now, 10 degrees.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
This is the Matt and Drew Show. Move 103.5.
pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up. Turn me down. Take responsibility for everything I've done. Yeah. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. Yeah. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's 6:50. Hope you had a terrific Thanksgiving long weekend. It got off to a bumpy start for one Air Canada flight that was departing YVR and bound for Singapore. Did you hear about the severe turbulence that the passengers on this flight experienced? I think it was a couple of hours into the flight. It got so bad that not only was food flying all over the place, but according to at least one post on Reddit from a passenger on the plane, people were too.
Oof.
Mm. Like a couple of people. And by the sounds of it, nobody severely injured or anything, which is good news. But some pictures started circulating online of what the cabin looked like after the turbulence settled down. And it looks like a food fight. Like it looks like something out of Animal House back in the 70s.
Yes.
Just like food and everything strewn up and down the aisle, and stuff, and just things all disheveled and discombobulated and whatnot. And it was just, hey, a reminder to always wear your seatbelts, because sometimes often the pilots can see where turbulence is ahead, but they don't always know exactly how severe it's going to be. And by the sounds of the Reddit thread, this was more severe than anybody was anticipating, and certainly more severe than what they were alerted to before they hit that turbulent patch.
I think that, you know, since that flight, whatever it was, the really tragic one with the turbulence a few months ago, where a couple, was it one person or a couple people died?
Like
One person died. And then, a few people like were sent to hospital. It was just so severe and like so unexpected. Like that's insane turbulence. But I am very much very aware. I flew to Toronto for Thanksgiving and, I wore my seatbelt the entire time.
Good.
Like and somebody, you know, when they put the seatbelt on and then people, will after a bit of time forget to check and get up to go to the bathroom and the seatbelt sign is still on because the pilot hasn't turned it off yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There were people getting up and in my head, I'm like, you gotta sit down.
Yeah.
You gotta sit down. There's gonna be turbulence.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But, and I used to be a little bit more brazen, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it is with this. If this is just a fluke that we're just hearing more about, like, crazy turbulence, or if there's something going on, if it's climate change, I have no idea, but I'm wearing my seatbelt.
It would make sense, though, if you think about it, and I hadn't thought about that, but if, you know, the hurricanes are at a level that they've never been before, mm-hmm. it would make sense that the atmosphere is changing. But mm-hmm. when I was looking at that picture, I was so shocked because, you know, you don't want that to happen. Like, you know, everybody fought that, right? Everybody held on to their drink and their food. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. when there's turbulence, you do not want that to spill on you. And it's just...
It's everywhere. It's,
so it really speaks to how insane that must have been.
We'll throw the picture up on our socials. The, and this, hey, you know, people are very quick to complain on the internet, but according to the people who were involved with this thread, who the original poster, and I guess a couple of other people who jumped on, who were also passengers on that plane, very complimentary of the Air Canada staff in terms of how quickly they got everything cleaned up and were helpful to the passengers and calming everybody down afterwards. So lots and lots of compliments for the staff of Air Canada who worked that flight, because that was a nasty bout of turbulence.
Oh,
yeah. Well. Keep your seatbelts on.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
The good news is Air Canada is doing free booze now. Which I don't know if you guys knew that, but it's just, it's complimentary. So I feel like it would have been like a lot of complimentary alcohol after that happened.
Ooh.
Take the edge off a bit.
It's like, who wants some little champagne bottles? We've got the $1,000 minute on the way at 7:35, and also your first play of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank for a brand new season. That is on the way at 7:05. We'll be asking you to text in a keyword to play. That's coming up.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson. Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9 on CTV.
Join Dignity Memorial for their open house this Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Burnaby. Discover the incredible benefits of pre-planning and lock in today's prices. Enjoy special savings of up to 18% and no interest payments over 60 months. Plus, enter to win a $1,500 travel certificate. Call today at 604-328-6079 for more info. Terms and conditions apply. Visit them at 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, V5G3M1. 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, V5J1A4. 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, V4P1P3. Dignity Memorial. Imagine funeral planning differently. A division of Service Corporation International Canada.
We all have the power to shape the world. We're connected to the world we share, to each other. I am future. I wait in the world of Echo.
Discover the extraordinary with Echo, the spectacular new show by Cirque du Soleil, now playing under the big top at Concord Pacific Place.
The world is yours to create.
Tickets at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Echo thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and its official partners Air Canada and MasterCard.
Imagine a fitness journey where you call the shots. At Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit, you have freedom to shape your own workout experience. With no enrollment fees, no fixed terms, and no commitments, you can focus purely on achieving your fitness goals. And should things change, you can cancel anytime. It's membership on your terms. And with 17 convenient locations across the Lower Mainland, a healthier you is just around the corner. Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness featuring She's Fit. Join today on site or start at trevorlindenfitness.com.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation!
Then, again in app.
And me, in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome!
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
Hello, goal setter. You're awesome.
Come set your financial goals with Golf and Fraser and see how awesome they can be too. Talk to us about a smart money plan today. Golf and Fraser. Power your possible.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to YouMoveMe.com.
At PharmaSave, we see you worrying when you can't get to a doctor. PharmaSave pharmacists can assess and prescribe for many common health conditions. Talk to your PharmaSave pharmacist today.
Live well with PharmaSave.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. In Langley, a car hit the ditch. Highway 1 eastbound before Glover. The right lane is blocked by crews. In Langley, a crash. Highway 1 eastbound before 216th. Left shoulder. Save 25% on Beauty Tone Pure Interior Paint, tentable to any color you can imagine, only at Home Hardware and Building Center locations. Hurry in today. Sale ends October 30th. Weather for Choices Market. You have choices to save on your groceries this week, like wild sockeye salmon fillets for only $3.99 per 100 grams. Discover more online at choices.market. We've got clouds, chance of showers this morning, some sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 15 right now. 10 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Inflation across the nation continues to slow. StatsCan says the annual inflation rate continued to slow down in September as drivers paid lower gas prices for the year compared to last year. The agency says its consumer price index for September was up 1.6% from a year ago, compared with a year-over-year increase of 2% in August, the slowest annual pace for inflation since February 2021. Starbucks is scaling back discounts and promotions. A little bit of bitter news for Starbucks fans. The coffee chain is pulling promotional offers through its mobile app to get customers to pay full price for its coffee and teas. Sean Diddy Combs accused of sexual assault now in six new lawsuits. The embattled entertainment mogul was accused of sexual assault in six new lawsuits yesterday, and one case involves an alleged 16-year-old boy. And here are some overused phrases you should avoid using at work. They are synergy, leverage, circle back, move the needle, and low-hanging fruit.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The home of the $1,000 minutes. And to save you some time and get you closer to winning $1,000 at 7:35, the answer to question one this morning, the New York Yankees. The Yankees. Hold on to that, and hopefully it helps you win $1,000.
Also coming up, it's the return of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. And today is Tuesday, so on Tuesdays, we're going to ask you to text in. That's how you get to play. There'll be a keyword we'll give you. You will text it back to us. The 25th texter gets to play. That keyword is coming up after Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. This is I Had Some Help on Move.